AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The death toll at Mexico's best-known fireworks market on the northern outskirts of the capital has risen tonight to at least 29, with more than 70 other people hurt. AP correspondent Peter Orsi reports survivors are telling harrowing stories of how they managed to escape being among the casualties.
One woman said that she was in the middle of the stalls with a few hundred other people when the explosions began. She said she froze and then took off running through the smoke when she realized everybody else was doing so. She said she saw people with burns and cuts and blood everywhere.
While first responders tend to the injured, Orsi reports officials are asking folks not to come within 3 miles of the blast site because it's just too dangerous.
In the early hours after the blast took place, authorities were saying that there was still a danger and that people should keep their distance from the scene in order to avoid risk and also to avoid interfering with emergency workers' efforts to attend to victims.
Mexican firefighters are hosing down what's left of the marketplace to prevent any undamaged fireworks from exploding. The Islamic State group has released a statement claiming responsibility for Monday's truck attack on a crowded Christmas market that left 12 dead and 48 injured in Berlin.
As Chancellor Angela Merkel and other German officials attended a memorial service at the church next to the Christmas market, the Islamic State group said the attacker was a soldier of the Islamic State who carried out the attack to target what they called citizens of the Crusader Coalition. A German Muslim group condemned the attack, however, calling it cowardly. German security forces continued hunting for the perpetrator after releasing a man from custody for lack of evidence. I'm Steve Coleman.
The president called Merkel from Hawaii, where he and his family are vacationing. This is AP Radio News. The executive director of the Sierra Club says he's thrilled with President Obama's decision to ban further oil and gas leasing in most U.S.-owned waters in the Arctic Ocean and a stretch in the Atlantic from New England to Virginia.
This is great news. You know, we have had Sierra Club members and millions of environmentalists across the country who have been urging the president to protect the Arctic Ocean and the Atlantic Ocean from offshore oil drilling.
Michael Bruin says the fact that the president has joined Canada's prime minister in placing moratoriums on new oil and gas leasing in Arctic waters was a bonus.
Now that he not only has done this, but joined in partnership with Prime Minister Trudeau in Canada, it's a twofer. It's something that we were hoping for, weren't sure if it was going to happen, but it's certainly great news, and it's an early Christmas present.
The Sierra Club is concerned, though, that President-elect Donald Trump might try to undo the deal. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.